everyone. It's the 13th of December, Tuesday. I'm just driving home from Loxbrook and I'm in a different car. I'm in my car, so it's probably going to be a bit noisier, so sorry for that. The electric car is much quieter. But even so, I just wanted to capture where I'm up to with my MA. So today was quite a big day in that we had a lecture in the morning, which was really interesting, by Ben Parry, all about trees and ecology and sustainability, which I've yet got to kind of let percolate and digest. And then in the 2 hours in between that lecture and the afternoon lecture, I decided to set up my cylinder experiment in the street, in the orange pod or seating area. And actually it went really well. I was really pleased to meet lots of the students. They were really supportive. Many of them came to do it and it went really smoothly. I managed to record a time-lapse video of everyone sat down holding both cylinders and writing their feedback about how they felt. I had some really interesting chats with people afterwards, feedback on how the experiment was to do and thoughts on how it could be improved, which was really helpful. So I've come away feeling, do you know what, even though I haven't looked at the results yet and I'm actually not going to collate them myself, I'm going to get my husband to do it because I'm too close to it to be, you know, to not influence them. I feel it's always good to have somebody else collate the data. So that would be interesting to see whether there's any correlation. But regardless of that outcome, I've just come away feeling yet again that really the whole experience is about connection and talking to people and sharing the idea of quantum touch, whether people believe in it or not. It's an opportunity, and I suppose my MA and being an artist is an opportunity to delve into this subject and this marriage of healing and ceramics. And you know, maybe that's enough, and I think that's our job as artists, to be a conduit for these kind of discussions and topics. And just through having the conversations with people after they've done the experiment, it's raised their awareness of what quantum touch is. Maybe they might like to try it. I had one student ask me for my business card for my my healing, what I do at home in my yurt, which was really nice, and some, you know, just really good conversations. I've also provided a QR code for people after doing the experiment so they could watch the interview with Karina Grant speaking to Richard Gordon, the founder of Quantum Touch. People were really interested in that, and I've also shared it on the WhatsApp group. And Karina has offered to come in and do a lecture, so that hopefully, if it does happen, if there's enough interest, could be really interesting, because it will be a nice break in between the normal kind of lectures we have. It is relevant because this week, the last lecture I did on Monday was Charlie Tweed's lecture on the non-human and how objects, everything in life is connected. And this does link really beautifully with the idea of energy and oneness and how we're all energy and how can we affect each other and use energy to actually help each other. So there is a connection, and okay, it might seem like it's a loose one to some people, but to me it's really not. So the fact that I'm raising people's awareness about this is great. So let's see where that goes. And then this afternoon was a lecture with Andrew, talking to us about how we write our essays or reports for the theory and professional context module over the Christmas holidays. And that was good because we had group discussions and could share among us, you know, what our ideas were and give some feedback. So that was actually really helpful. And in particular, it helped me because it made me see that I'm not the only one who has felt really quite overwhelmed by all the different lectures and ideas, and you know, that I'm not actually as kind of disorganized as I thought, or you know, just not getting it. I think there's lots of people who are feeling the same and they've got lots of reading to do over Christmas like I have. So that was good. So I'm feeling relieved that it's nearly the end of trimester one. Okay, I've got the assignments to write, I know, but it's the end of the lecture. So tomorrow we've got our social, which will be really nice. And I've actually decided to reframe the assignments because it would be very easy to get a bit stressed by the amount of work, but I'm actually feeling it's perfect timing, because what I need right now is to get real structure to where I'm going with my MA, and I think this is the role of the assignments, to structure our practice, what we're making, our research, and our the context within we're working. So the fact that I've got these three, you know, separate assignments to do, and there's kind of assignments within assignments, there's about five or six in total, but the three main ones, is actually really helpful and come at the perfect time. So I'm still working on the basis that my original question was, can ceramics heal? But then I converted that question into, can I make vessels that are activators to increase people's well-being? And that's my starting point, really. And I'm going to be focusing on the cylinder experiment and the results of that and writing that up. But also the other sideline bits that I've done as well, the sonograph frond and ideas about trees and vases and lots of other things and sound and colour, I will touch on those. I've parked them for now. But who knows, they might come back in. And I'm also going to speak to Ben Parry tomorrow before the evening seminar, which I'm doing, because his lecture today was really interesting. And I can't help but always come back to trees and healing. And last weekend I was in the Lake District just for one night, because my husband and I drove up to stock my gallery in Ambleside with some more of my vases. And the next morning it had snowed. It hadn't snowed for 3 years apparently in the valley where the hotel was. So we were so lucky to see this beautiful snow in the morning. And so we went for a walk, and of course all the trees were covered in snow. But because it's winter, many of the trees didn't have leaves on them. So it really emphasized the shapes of the branches and the structure of the trees. And particularly the very fine twigs at the end of trees, at the end of the branches, they almost look like skeleton leaves from the distance, where you get that kind of misty white look on the top of trees when they've got snow on them. So yeah, I always come back to trees, and I think there's something there that I probably will end up picking up in trimester two and expanding. So it'll be good to speak to Ben and see how I could maybe work with him. Something that I have seriously thought about, and I'm still thinking about in my kind of my line of vases that I do sell at the moment in galleries, is that I do want to start giving a percentage of the profit to reforestation. So that would link nicely with some of the work that Ben I think is doing, so we'll see where that goes. But for now, I'm just really pleased that I've managed to do the cylinder experiment, both at Art and Clay Farnham in a show, speaking to people, and then doing the video version with the students at Loxbrook. Yeah, it's been a really interesting piece of research, and it's something tangible that I can write about in my essay and in my, you know, kind of link to in the practice and the theory and professional context as well. So yeah, I'm feeling pleased that I've achieved that, and now it's going to be about reading books and linking research and context to, you know, what I've been doing, and hopefully enjoying writing those assignments over Christmas. So that's it. So we shall see how that goes. And then I suspect the next podcast I will do will be in January 2023, which is strange to say. Yeah, gosh, where's that gone? And wish you all a happy Christmas and a really healthy and prosperous and happy, peaceful new year as well. So I shall speak to you in January.